Good morning and welcome to Asbury. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers, and I hope we have a beautiful day for you to enjoy today. At the end of our celebration today, we will have a single red carnation for each of your mothers as you leave the sanctuary, so be sure and get yours. Remember that VBS enrollment is going on now. Contact Miss Laura by calling the office and enrolling your age 4 through 5th grade child. There are more important dates to remember on the back of your bulletin, so please look there for what's coming up in the coming months in Asbury. And if you would, please, at the end of your pew is an attendance pad. If you would register your attendance and let us know that you were here, and that we may report our attendance to the district. And at this time, I would ask you to stand and pass the peace of Christ. Please stand for our hymn of praise, number 139, Praise the Lord Almighty.
Thank you.
Please remain standing for our litany of faith found in your bulletin. For our mothers who have given us life and love, that we may show them reverence and love, we pray to the Lord. For mothers who have lost a child through death, that their faith may give them hope and their family and friends support and console them, we pray to the Lord. For women, though without children of their own, who like mothers have nurtured and cared for us, we pray to the Lord. For mothers who have been unable to be a source of strength, who have not responded to their children and have not sustained their families, we pray to the Lord. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Day to all the mothers. I called my mother this morning. I told her at 7:30. I said, enjoy your day. She said, okay, have a good day. That's about it. So this morning, I want to talk about mothers, of course. And there's a lot of things that we do for our moms, right? But there's a lot of things that happen between moms and kids. And so I wrote a few things on some note cards of conversations that may happen between some kids and some adults. Certain sayings that happen in households. Hold on, let's see.
You did a great job. I'm proud of you.
Okay, here's number two.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Eat two more bites of your vegetables and you can have dessert.
Because I said so.
I don't know how to eat. Go ask your dad. Go ask your dad.
Go ask your dad.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself. But then there's down to one special one right here.
I love you.
I love you. That's the best thing between moms and their children, is when you get those special hugs, the I love yous, the extra snuggles, the kisses at night, the band-aids on the boo-boos, all of that. So today, I want you to think about your mom, but not only your mom. I want you to go beyond your mom. I want you to think about all of those people, those mom-like figures in your life who take care of you, who may give you an extra hug when you need it, who may say a high five because you did great on a math test. And just to say, I love you because they care for you, just like Jesus cares for you. Jesus cares for you every day. And I'm sure that his mom cared for him, didn't she? She did. So let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for today, and we thank you for the mom figures in our lives. There may be times when, yeah, we might have to eat our extra vegetables, but there's also times when we get that I love you in those snuggles and those hugs that we need. We ask that you bless the moms these days all around the world. In your son's holy name we pray. Amen.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. If you would, please keep in mind the people in our bulletin listed in the back of the bulletin. Our prayers for Clifford Smith, Larry Brown, Kate Southern Bridges, Becky Flynn, Theona James, and the family of our Reverend David Moore. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we are gathered here this morning in your sight, inviting your very presence into this place. We pray that all we say and do this morning honors you, and we find our worship pleasing today. Lord, we want to honor mothers everywhere. Throughout the ages, mothers have held a special place in your kingdom. They have been important in Old Testament times, leading and directing your people. Women have been visited by your messengers and told they were chosen to be mothers. Today, mothers play such an important role in all aspects of our society. But Father, no matter their role, we know mothers' most important function is to reflect your love through action and example. All mothers who have honored you have found favor in your sight and are blessed. Father, you have lifted mothers up because of the role they play, not only in families, but in eternity. We thank you because we can see examples of your grace and your love through all mothers. Father, today we ask for your favor to fall on mothers everywhere. Bless them greatly today as we remember mothers who are with us and those you have called home to be with you. We pray all this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As our ushers come forward, would you please join me in our offertory prayer? Mighty Father, in accordance with your word, we bring our tithes and gifts before you. Bless the gift and the giver, that in all things your kingdom may be magnified. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Where there is danger, let me show love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is no pain, where ever there's despair.
If you would please remain standing for our hymn of meditation, For the Beauty of the World, verses 1, 2, 4, and 6. That's page 92 of your hymnal.
And please be seated. And from the pulpit, happy Mother's Day. This is going to seem strange to you, but just bear with me for just a second. The movie Forrest Gump. And what does that have to do with Mother's Day? Again, just hang with me. Forrest Gump was one of the most popular movies ever made. In 1994, it was the highest grossing movie in North America that year. Tom Hanks played the leading role of Forrest Gump, who as a boy was stricken with a special kind of polio and had to wear braces on his legs. But he overcame it. He overcame it to become a college football star. He went into the military and became a war hero in Vietnam, earning the Medal of Honor. Tom Hanks won an Oscar for playing the role of that amazing character. But did you know Tom Hanks was not the first choice of the studio? It was, of all people, John Travolta. Yes, it was. After he turned down the role, they made two other calls. One to Bill Murray and to Chevy Chase, both of which turned down the role. When asked about turning down that role a few years later, John Travolta said it was a huge mistake. Many people might have thought the role of Forrest Gump was just created for Tom Hanks because he was so good at it. But it was a call, a calling, if you will, that made his movie role so successful. This morning, I want us to understand there are many different roles that we all play in our lives. And just like the sermon, the title of this morning's sermon, The Role of a Mother, there must first be a calling before the role can be fulfilled. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I hope you do. We're going to be reading out of the book of Proverbs, a book of wisdom. We're going to begin by reading verse 10 and then skip over to beginning at verse 25. And I just pray that these words of Solomon from this book find a special place in your heart on this very special day. Beginning in verse 10, a wife of noble character who can find she is worth far more than rubies. Now verse 25, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, as he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. The word of God for the people of God. Now I'd like to ask you for a little bit of pastoral preference. I'd like to reread those, replacing the word of woman with the word of mother. A mother of noble character who can find. She's worth far more than rubies. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise and call her blessed, and her husband also, as he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you, mother, surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a mother who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let a mother's works bring her praise at the city gate. We first have to ask, where did the role of mother originate? Well, that's kind of a rhetorical question if you think about it, because we might all agree that it was Eve who was the first mother, played the role of mother initially. She bore the first children on the earth, so she gets the golden star. Eve was created to be a mother. But what kind of position is this role? Is it below that of a man or the husband? Now hold up just a second, Val, before you start standing up. I will read this. Genesis 2:18 says, "Now the Lord God said, it is not right for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." That begs the question, what is suitable for a perfect creation? The only answer is a perfect equal creation. From the dust of the ground, God created Adam and then placed him in the Garden of Eden. He was a perfect creation because he was made in the image of God. God also created all of the plants and animals from the dust of the ground. But when God created Eve, he did not create her from the dust. As we know, he took a bone, a rib from his perfect creation and made woman. Eve had to be perfect. She had to be. From perfection can only come perfection. And as such, God created a role for her, and that role itself was perfect. Therefore, I propose to you that the role of being the first mother is a perfect role, a union of perfection in role and perfection in calling. Now, we have to admit, even though Adam and Eve were perfect creations, they didn't act perfectly. It didn't mean, though, that Eve's calling wasn't perfect, because her calling was from God. It only means Eve did not make good choices. Not that she was any less of a perfect creation. You know, in preparing for this morning, I remember looking at the sonogram of my first daughter, Madison. Logically, I knew I had played a part in the creation of that little life. But looking at her little body on that screen, I just didn't grasp the full scope of what was happening. From inception to birth, the only part that I had to play was to play tickle with her foot. As she grew and I found her foot, I would tickle it. And then she would move her foot and just start doing jump, just roll inside her mother's womb, which didn't make me very popular around the house anyway. But as compared to my playing with Madison, it was her mother that nurtured her, that ate right and took her vitamins and carried her until the day of her birth. And when I held her for the first time, I truly felt my role was so insignificant in bringing this life into the world, insignificant as compared to her mother. I was holding perfection when I held Madison, and you don't get perfection from imperfection. So this morning, I want to clearly state, in spite of choices, the role of a mother is a perfect calling. As Eve is sometimes called the mother of all mothers, perfection comes from perfection. And just as Eve had a special relationship with God, I believe all women have a special relationship with their Creator. I've also noticed something else growing up. Mothers set aside their own interests to put others first. Let's talk for a moment about the mother of our Savior, Mary. Here was a young woman that was devoted to her family. She went about her daily chores in her home as if she was doing them for her Messiah, and she found favor in God's eyes. Mary was a teenager. Argue, but some believe somewhere between the ages of 14 to 17, when Gabriel visited her and told her the great news, she would be a mother of the Son of the Most High. Listen to these words found in Luke 1, 38. Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant." Mary answered, "May your word to me be fulfilled." As a teenager, engaged to be married, and the archangel tells her she's going to be a mother? Society at that time frowned a great deal on children being born out of wedlock. Even in the face of what was going to come for Mary, she was going to give birth to Jesus, who, as Scripture says, he would sit on the throne of David, and he would rule over Jacob's descendants, and his kingdom would never end. Now, don't take me wrong with this, because I may be kind of towing the edge. I'm not being sacrilegious, but just picture this. Mary didn't say, "Went out." Let me think about this for just a second. Can you give me a few years to ponder this? Because I've got some great plans for my life. I'm going to Jerusalem University, and after that, I'm going to go to work for the Bank of Israel over here in Nazareth. I know that didn't sit well with some of you, but that's okay. Mary didn't say that. I'm sure she didn't even think anything like that, because Mary set aside all of her own interests so the word of the Lord would be fulfilled. All mothers are just like Mary. All mothers set aside their own needs and their own wants as they give birth and begin to care for the baby. Mothers put careers on hold. Mothers put educations on hold. And they put their own lives on hold for their children. While some men might be able to say that they do the same, it was the God-created role of a mother in which He equipped them, the mothers, to be so unselfish. I've seen my own mother give up things so she could provide for me and my three siblings. I can most assuredly say, mothers do sacrifice. Mary knew who her son was. There was no question. Dare I say, she may have swatted Jesus with a broom as she was trying to clean up around the house. I can just jokingly hear her say, "You may clean up the world, but I got to clean up this house. Get out of my way." Mary was a mother in every sense of the term. She sacrificed all she had to see Jesus fulfill His mission. And in the end, she saw her son die in the most gruesome way imaginable as she knelt at the foot of the cross and looked up at her son and spoke with him in those final moments. Just like Mary and Jesus had such a strong bond, mothers and their children have the same bond that is so strong you can't describe it with words. So not only do women have a special relationship with their Creator, just as I argued, they also have a special relationship with a mother as well. Finally, I want us to see just how valued, how biblically valued a mother is. As we read this morning, mothers are more valuable than finest rubies. In other words, you pick the most rare of gems that you can find in this world, and a mother is worth more. A mother clothes herself in something no one else can. As a mother, she wraps strength and dignity around herself. Nothing can shake her. Nothing can cause her to back down. As we read in verse 25, she can laugh at the days to come. Now, I don't know how many of you guys can laugh in the face of adversity, but mothers can through the strength they receive. The words that come out of a mother's mouth are wise. She speaks wisdom, and her instruction is faithful. When I read that verse, I think about the many things that my mother and my grandmother taught me how to do. Things that most men back in the day wouldn't even admit. They taught me how to cook. They taught me how to bake. Big difference, ladies, isn't there? Taught me how to do laundry. Taught me how to sew by hand or even on a sewing machine. And they taught me how to be a gentleman on top of many other things. Who better to teach a child or a son how to treat a lady other than a mother? A mother's position is above all others in the family. Verse 28 says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed, and even a husband elevates her to an honored position by blessing her and by praising her." How can a mother be so wise, so loving, so devoted, and so giving? Verse 30 says, "A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." Just as we read earlier, put the term mother in the verse, and our question is answered. A mother who fears the Lord is to be praised. Forrest Gump had polio when he was young, but his mother encouraged him and said he could do anything he wanted to do, be anybody he wanted to be. She encouraged him to do the unthinkable, and that was run in those leg braces. And run he did. In the movie, while trying to run one day, the braces just fell off, and he never stopped running again. He overcame life's challenges as a boy and eventually as a man, all because his mother's encouragement, love, and devotion. Women, you don't have to bear children to play the role of a mother, as is obvious from our liturgy this morning. I can remember some powerful women in my life as a child who never had children of their own. God gifted them with a special grace and love to be a unique kind of mother, in absence of, in place of, or in addition to biological mothers. I'd like to close this morning with verse 31 of Proverbs 31. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the gate. We are all the work of a mother. We are literally the product of her blood, her sweat, her tears, her instruction, her prayers, and her praise. Let us honor all mothers today, those who brought us into this world, and those God chose to play the role of a mother or a grandmother in our lives. God created the role, we didn't. But ladies, mothers, He called you into it. Let us all praise you this day. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of commitment is Happy the Home When God Is There. Hymn number 445. Let's stand, please, and let us sing just with loud voices to all mothers today. If you are here visiting with us today and you'd like to place your life in this church, come forward and I'll be happy. We will receive you by what other way is appropriate. If you'd like to spend prayer time at our rails, praying for your mother if she's here with you or if she has gone on, the prayer rows are always open for that. Let's sing hymn number 445. Ladies, Mother, today we honor you. Happy Mother's Day to you. And remember, God created those roles. God calls you into the role. From perfection comes perfection. The role of a mother is perfect. Would you see, please receive this blessing. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you for the opportunity to raise all mothers up, not only here, but around the world to you. Father, we thank you for mothers. We thank you for what they have put into our lives. But most of all, Father, it is through our mothers that we see your love and your grace. Father, that unconditional love. Bless everyone here today. Keep us safe. Keep us evil from us until we can all come back together again in worship and praise to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.